When you see a sale in a store, often we go there because we want something which we normally wouldn't buy. It's a bargain, and we love that. Sometimes when we think of Christ and his teaching, we don't think of it in the same way. In today's gospel, Matthew says, the window of the soul is the eye. That's where you filter reality. And if you bring good things into your heart, then you will be healthy. And in Greek, the word healthy means abundance, fullness, not just enough, but a lot. Why is this important for us? Because in Dallas, a person had a thought, and he was hurt by violence deep in his soul. And instead of responding creatively, instead of responding with a new idea to build up society, he said, I will respond with violence and I will kill. Violence is often, although not always, a symbol of the weak person who does not look to create but to destroy. And so the Lord in the gospel today asks us, whenever you come across difficulties in your life, whenever you come across happiness and joy in your life, think, pray, be creative, and say, what can I do at this moment to make life better? Some of our most natural and instinctive responses to violence done against us, it is to respond in kind. But the Lord says, think. Use your eyes, use your ears, use your mind, and pray to me. Metropolitan Shepsitsky said in 1899, he said, if you give your children nothing, but give them faith, you have given them everything they need to build a life. And so we are reminded that in the difficulties of the present age, simple or simplistic answers are often not the cure for the troubles that we experience in society. And so the talents that God has given us, both in our eyes and our ears and in all our senses, are meant to think, not just to repeat what people say, but to appreciate life and to think. A final thought is this. There was once a song about a person who said, I have everything I need. Why do I need to live anymore? And it's tragic, and it's very simplistic in that thought to say, is there no one else who needs you? Sometimes when we spend our lives thinking about ourselves, we forget that the Lord taught us about our mutual responsibility, mutual dependence, and most of all, the mutual joy and happiness that we can share when we live life together. May the good Lord give you and me the wisdom to choose creative ways and creative solutions to the problems that we see and enjoy the joy and happiness that we can share together. Slava Isusu Christu!